Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gharu. Motor chala de do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, that speech was given on December 8th, 1941 by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to a joint session of Congress and to the nation. And yesterday was the 81st anniversary of that attack. And while there are certainly some evidences that opportunities were afforded to Japan, which they clearly took advantage of, at the end of the day, the reality is that we were attacked. Europe was in its waning days, Britain was the final stronghold against Hitler and Nazi Germany and that evil axis. And subsequently, America's intervention into that war, America's becoming a part of that war, was absolutely critical to stopping the evil that was taking place. When American forces discovered the concentration camp and the Germans, the Nazi Germans had fled. The commander had photographers take pictures. Pictures of piles of dead bodies. Pictures of those emaciated by starvation and torture. Piles and stacks of individuals' valuables, clothing, shoes. And he was asked, why? Why are you taking these pictures? It seems so morbid. And his response was, because one day there will be those who will suggest that this never happened. And I want to make sure that there are pictures, evidence, to prove them wrong. He did something else too that should send a message to all of us. He went to the nearest village, a village that had been covered in the ashes of human remains regularly. A village that had been a staging ground for those who were taken off the trains and put into trucks or marched through the streets and out to their death in this death camp. And then who went about their business, went to their churches and did nothing. And he had the soldiers bring those townspeople out to witness what had happened and what had been done, and then to dig the graves that these people were put into. As a stark message to humanity's responsibility. I'll be back. I want to talk about miracles, and I want to talk about what happens when God shows up. There's hope for our nation. But we're going to have to look under the hood, and I want to talk about that too. Back with more coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. This is going to be a serious program today, and I do hope that you'll take the time to share it with your friends. Share ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, because it's going to be a serious show, but it's also going to be a show of hope as well. And I'm going to walk us through some things today. I began in our last segment, and I apologize for the delay. I'm gonna tell you, I was gonna share with you some of the pictures from my accident. I have all of that up on Facebook under my life events, but Facebook has blocked my life events. My accident testimony on Facebook has been suspended. And I can no longer share the slideshow that was my accident. My life event slideshow is no longer available to be looked at. You can look at just a very few of the original pictures at the very beginning, the ones that are showing. But the entire show, you can't click through it anymore to see it. They've killed it. Which is really sad. But this is the world we're living in right now. And we are the salt and the light. And as I closed out the last segment, I was talking about how the American commander who came to the concentration camp called the people out of the local village to come and be the ones to bury the bodies that were piled up in that concentration camp, to send a message to them and to all of us through history about our responsibility to confront and deal with evil. Yesterday on our program, my good friend Michelle Swinnick shared with us about the child trafficking and the child sacrifice and these things. And I'm going to tell you today, I was one of the very first on-air broadcasts that I am aware of to talk to you about the use of children's bodies to traffic drugs. That drug traffickers would murder children, empty their bodies of organs. Now we know, sell those organs and then fill those bodies with drugs and ship them in packages marked, this is so-and-so's son, grandson, daughter, granddaughter, what have you, and we're transporting them to somewhere in America for a funeral. When the reality was they were trafficking their dead body filled with drugs. Brandon Darby and I broke that story about 9 years ago on this program. No one wanted to hear about that. I called out abortion as child sacrifice many years ago. And no one wanted to hear about that. I want to read to you Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18, beginning at verse 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. In Leviticus 18:21 it says, you shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Moloch, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. And you say, well, yeah, but Pastor, those are Old Testament things. I'm going to bring them into your life today, right after this break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, so where are we? Well, we were talking about something written in the Old Testament scriptures, and we're talking about what abortion is. Abortion is the sacrifice of babies. It's the sacrifice of children. And it doesn't just happen in abortion clinics. There's lawsuits that are taking place right now where you have these satanic groups that are attempting to file lawsuits suggesting that the killing of babies is some kind of a religious ceremony that needs to be protected, that they have a right to perform these murders of babies. This is the morality slide that has taken place. And so you might say, well, yeah, but you know, these are all Old Testament laws and Old Testament statements and so on. So let me bring you forward to Matthew chapter 7, and Jesus says, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." You who practice lawlessness is another translation of that. Let's look at Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 9. "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said to him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this, thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart might be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." We have a lot of sorcerers and diviners, and we have a lot of evil that is taking place in our world today. And again, my good friend Michelle was talking about this yesterday, and it is important that we are aware of and awakened to this evil that is going on around us, and that there are those that are parading about wearing raiment and pretending as though they represent something that they don't. And it's critically important that we discern truth from deception. that we discern what is real versus what is fake and what is phony. I shared this morning in a prayer time that I'm involved with Pastor Carl and Lady Devon. You can join them every morning at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern for a half an hour of devotion and then prayer with Pastor Carl and Lady Devon. And I shared the scripture of 2 Timothy chapter 3, which you've probably heard on this program a number of times. Perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Veils over eyes and ears, deception. And this deception has crept into the house of God. We have entire denominations that are teaching those things which are an abomination to God as though they are good. And as I pray more and more into this, I more and more hear the heart of the Lord and the realization that a lot of this is certainly tinged with a great deal of evil, but it's also tinged with this disillusionment, this lack of understanding the full measure of the power of God, the miraculous power of God. And as I close out this segment and then we'll be closing out this hour, I'm leading us up to that. Over the course of this last week, we're blessed to have all of our family together, and we had a family Thanksgiving time, and our last night together we spent doing family worship, which was just such a blessing to me, and then going around and talking about what we're thankful for and hearing the hearts of my children sharing with me and talking about the things they're thankful for. And then as I shared some things, them reminding me of how they view what I do. My life is poured out for the Lord every day. I don't say that boastfully. I say that humbly. And then talking with my eldest daughter, who was in the hospital room with me during the time that I was injured, and she talked a number of times over the course of the last week about seeing me in that condition with just completely tore up. And when I will tell someone about the accident that I've been in and what's happened to me, it's hard, I think, for people to comprehend, because it's hard for me to comprehend, and I lived through it, the extent of the damages, and that I had tubes running in and out of me, literally keeping me alive. There were, my daughter said, seven teams of doctors not rotating through, but each one assigned to a different part of my body, trying to keep me alive. And I had a broken neck, so I had to be positioned just right in the bed so that I could breathe. And I had a broken back. And then I had broken ribs and arms and, well, at wrists and hands, and my entire lower half of my body broken, both legs. And my face, my head broken. So a team was assigned to the head and the condition of my nasal passages and so on. And sometimes these teams would have difficulty communicating with one because one would feel that a certain thing needed to happen in order to deal with a particular injury, while another one would say, well, if you do that, then you're going to kill him off because this part of his body can't handle what you're trying to do to that part of his body. Talk to you about that coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And so for those of you that are watching at the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, that's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you're seeing a picture of me lying in the bed after the accident. And this was a little bit after the accident because they had already sewn my face back on, although you could see the eye patch and you can see the tube feeding me, and you can see the tube that is going into my mouth and allowing me to breathe, and some of the other apparatus. And then there's other apparatus that's further down my body that's not in this picture, but you can see how my hands are all wrapped up and my arms and so on. And so my daughter said that they had me at a particular angle so that I could breathe, but I had broken my left orbital, and I had broken the base of my skull on both sides, and I had fractured my neck at C3 front and back, and I had broken three places in my upper back between T1 and T5, and I'd broken part of my rib cage. The right side of my rib cage, and I had, broken my pelvis and my hip and my femur and my tibia and my fibula on my left leg. And that was my good leg, crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia, and severed all the nerves below my right knee and severed the main artery. And so there were teams that were working. They had to harvest an artery out of my groin in order to save my lower right leg. But there were teams that were working on each one of these parts of my body, my head, my neck, my back, the rib issues, the hip, left side, right side, all of this, the cardiovascular issues, the overall vascular. So there was a heart team and a vascular team, and everything you can imagine. They were all working together, and my daughter was trying to keep it all kind of coordinated, because the teams sometimes wouldn't communicate properly with one another, and the team that was dealing with my respiratory issues had given instructions that I was to be at a particular angle, and I couldn't be above that angle. Well, in order to relieve certain pressures on other skeletal issues, apparently one of the teams wanted to make some adjustments and make some movements. And in that instance, my daughter had to step in and actually call in one of the groups and say, listen, you can't do that, or you'll kill him. They said that it would have impaired my air path, and I would have slowly suffocated. There was another situation where my blood pressure was going crazy, and I was completely crashing. And it happened that there was a particular combination of medications, but they couldn't figure out what treatment was causing what. And fortunately, because she was there and she was involved with helping talk to all of the teams and watching what was going on and really listening to their explanations of what each one of them were doing and what each thing they were doing was supposed to be doing for me, she said, I think your problem is this. And they finally heard her and made those adjustments. They said when they brought me in that I had a 2% chance to survive. My good friend Matt Long, who I'm on, I bring him on the program every Tuesday with his radio show, talks about coming down, hearing about my accident and dropping everything that he was doing and coming down to San Antonio. And his purpose in coming, he said, was I was going to be a support system for your family. And he showed up hours after I had arrived at the hospital, prepared to be that support system. And when they brought him in, he was allowed to come in. And when he saw me and saw my condition, he said, it broke me. I couldn't stop crying. And I'm thinking I'm supposed to be here to give the family strength and they're comforting me. But he said it was an overwhelming sight to see you and to see the damage is done. They gave me a 2% chance to survive, folks. I'm telling you this story because I really believe there's a prophetic parable here. Michelle has in her studio an upside down flag, which is the sign of a nation in duress. And she's not alone. There are millions, I believe, truly across the country who perceive our nation to be that way. And let me just jump right in and tell you, I don't disagree. I believe that our nation is in peril right now. I believe that our nation right now is at a place that it's never been in its history, our nation. I began this hour by presenting to you a speech that's 81 years old that was given on this day, December the 8th, 1941, by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, talking about yesterday, 81 years ago, December 7th, 1941, and a day that should continue to live in infamy, and yet yesterday it was barely a blip on the radar because no one paid attention. No one was saying anything. It was interesting. I was watching some of my social media feeds talking about the fact that the History Channel played nothing. No one even seemed to acknowledge that it had happened 81 years ago. But 81 years ago, we were attacked. But we were attacked from the outside coming in. We were attacked from the outside coming in. Now, there is historical evidence again and suggestion, and we've talked about it some here on the program, that socialism, communism was working its way in. I've talked with you about the Scopes trial of the 1920s and the introduction of evolution and the deconstruction of the Christian culture of America, which began well over 100 years ago. The Bible's removal from school and prayer being removed from school in the 1960s was, well, it wasn't brand new, and that's not really when the Bible and prayer were removed from school, quite frankly, folks. The Bible and prayer were removed from school when they were discounted. And that had happened nearly 30 years before the courts ever saw the case. my point in running down this path is for us to understand the peril that I believe that our nation is in today, because our nation today has been taken over and usurped by tyrants. Tyranny and authoritarianism have taken over our country. Michael Dougherty and I talked, who wrote the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Folks, I've been bringing these things to you in bite-sized chunks, sometimes in small crumbs. I've been bringing them and presenting them to my audience, and the reason is I'm trying to get them to the widest grouping, and if you take something like that and try to shove it down when someone's not ready to digest it, well, they're going to regurgitate from it and pull back. And I watch the numbers and people, oh, that, you know what, now he's getting too religious. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If we don't bring God back into America again, if Jesus Christ doesn't become the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of this country, if we don't begin to fully understand and embrace and engage in and commit to Jesus as King, I was watching another stream, and I'll get into this at the beginning of this next hour. It's called Christian nationalism, but it's a derogatory term, and it's an assault, and I won't bow to it either, but I'm going to talk to you about how the suggestion of it is, oh my goodness, they want to create a theocracy. There is a set of morals by which a nation will prosper, and there is a set of morals by which a nation will be destroyed, and a few despots will rise to the top, and the rest of the nation will suffer. Back after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations and use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.